That was nice. You know, the whole writing process for the last record was really comfortable. You know, we've always been through issues with management or label or obviously thing, you know, singers. So it was definitely the first time writing Drowning Pool record that we all just sat back and just can totally focus on it, you know. It's definitely
it was cool, but then it was also at the same time very foreign to us. We always felt like there was something, you know, needing to be done. We couldn't put our finger on it, and then finally we just figured out, you know, just relax and go with it. And you know, we've been wanting to make two records with the same lineup for as long as we could remember, so it was finally good to be able to do that. But we, at first, we just couldn't figure out what it was that was so weird, and that in itself is what it was.
By needing to be done, do you mean like I was me get electrocuted or hit by a car? Or it was scaring me leading up to the second studio album, because everybody, we were getting that a lot in interviews about how, you know, the next album's going to be the second one with the same lineup. I was starting to feel nervous. I was like, oh, no. We're all like knocking on wood.
Well, I think we might put Turn So Cold as a second single.
Been thinking about
that one lined up. And then after that, I think we'll probably even go with a song called Regret as the third one. Yeah, we're thinking ahead on that one.
Then maybe a fourth one. Who knows?
Maybe we'll a fourth crazy one, like maybe More Than Worth It. Yeah. Or, we're starting to get a lot of play with that song, man. It's a fun song to play a lot. You know, we didn't know which one you're going to put out first on the new record, but you know, everybody has their favorites, but that song just comes across awesome every night. Almost like the same vibe you get from Bodies.
It was one of those songs that when we wrote it, it was like, yeah, it's all right. And we kind of, you know, we put it back there with a bunch of the other stuff that we'd written. And when we went into the studio with the guys there at the House of Loud in Jersey, it just kind of got some new life, you know, to it, and definitely jumped into the forefront. So it was cool to see it get the response that it got.
I think we should be a staple on.
There is going to be one. I hope they're going to make it a little more lengthy.
Right before we go on stage, it started pouring down raining. And fans, you need to understand this. We drove all the way to Boston to go play the show for the fans. But when, you know, when the monitor board blows up and the guy gets electrocuted and half the PA blows up, you really can't play.
And at the bottom line, when you're told you're not playing because of those situations,
yeah, they tell you.
I mean, you're worried about the equipment. Well, then after you hear about a dude getting electrocuted, you're kind of worried about that. But it's funny because
you're kind of worried about it.
Because on like our Facebook page and on MySpace, Drowning Pool page and all of this, they're always like, for a name like Drowning Pool, you're a bunch of pussies. A little rain and you cancel the show.
God,
we didn't cancel the show. Told we could not play.
Yeah,
Wild, too.
Involved.
You go tell Zach Wild he's a big puss? I don't think so. Wild. He was told he couldn't play either. So
they need to understand, man. We always come to play, man. We're always
so Boston, we need. But, and it, the cool thing that did come out of that was Nonpoint was playing the first slot on main stage, and they heard about the whole second stage getting shut down, and so they let us come up and play Bodies with them as well, like their last song on main stage. So that was super, super cool. So to all you Boston people who may be listening or watching, you know, there you go.
For those of you that were a little hurt by it, it was on us.
Yeah, it wasn't on us.
In protest, I stood out in the rain right there in your wonderful city and got drunk.